from KQED.
Jane Power lives on an island.
Oh, so like this.
No, not that kind of island. Okay, think of it this way. Instead of being surrounded by water, Jane Power lives in Burbank.
So maybe more like this?
No, not the old Tonight Show's Burbank. Her Burbank is surrounded on all sides by the city of San Jose. I'm Erica Cruz Guevara.
And I'm Olivia Allen Price. And this is Bay Curious. This week's question comes from listener Kristen Seitz. She and her husband were looking at a map of Jane Power's urban island.
We saw that there were lots and lots of unincorporated areas. Some were just, they looked like small ranches kind of in the middle of the city, and others are kind of, you know, fully developed areas.
She asked Bay Curious
why there are so many unincorporated areas in the South Bay, San Jose in particular.
I took a look at a map, and she's right. It looks like a piece of Swiss cheese. I went to go check it out. Driving through the narrow streets, I couldn't really tell where San Jose ended and where Burbank began. But in her everyday life, Jane Power can definitely tell.
No city taxes. No city government.
There isn't even a tax on stores, on businesses.
Power and her neighbor Ken Colson belong to the Burbank Community Association. Their town of about 5,000 is somewhat on its own when it comes to the services most people get from cities. And that's the way they like it.
Well, I like being special. And Burbank is special.
In unincorporated Burbank, the county of Santa Clara provides some of what a city would typically do. For example, when Power calls 911, she gets the county sheriff and not the city police. When she votes, her ballot won't have any measures that San Jose residents will vote on. And her neighbor's kids go to a school just for Burbank residents. A lot of people who live in Burbank like their independence and the town's quirkiness.
A friend of mine moved here and he was cracking me up. He's like, dude, do you know there's a bagpipe player? I'm like, yeah, he's like a block away from us. It's awesome.
That's resident Pete Sclafani.
Just that kind of charm and just so many different people. And it's just, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Residents are worried they'd lose the town's funkiness if it officially becomes part of San Jose. Plenty of places like Burbank have already been annexed. In 2005, there were more than 180 urban islands in Santa Clara County. Today, there are 87. The county wants to get that number down to zero. So why are these islands here at all?
They're like a window into the history of urbanization in the county.
Bill Hsu is principal planner of the Santa Clara Planning Department. He says islands were created in a time of rapid development for San Jose. Here's a bit of history. After World War II, hundreds of thousands of veterans came home, kicking off the baby boom and a massive urban sprawl. More and more people were buying cars to drive on the expanding highways. The city's goal?
To grow as much as possible.
To collect more taxes. To grow, San Jose needed more land and areas that were easy to annex. But tons of towns like Burbank, had already been established. So?
They essentially leapfrogged or surrounded some of these areas and passed them by, so they remained unincorporated.
Eventually, those leapfrogged areas became the county's responsibility. Nilima Palachurla is with Santa Clara County. She says the county isn't really designed to replace the city, so the services end up being kind of a patchwork.
Our goal is to, of course, encourage annexation of these islands.
I met four members of the Burbank Community Association at Power's home, and I asked them,
if San Jose wanted to annex the unincorporated area of Burbank, would you be okay with that?
No!
No!
These residents cherish Burbank's identity as a slightly oddball, freestanding town that was built before Silicon Valley changed everything around it. For now, it'll stay that way.
Thank you, Erica. I checked back in with question asker Kristen Seitz to see how we did.
I liked learning that it was San Jose growing and kind of growing, I guess, aggressively and leapfrogging these areas. That's exactly what I was hoping for.
I'll call that a mission accomplished. Thank you for listening. And remember, the show doesn't work without you. So head over to baycurious.org and send us your questions. You can also vote on what you want us to tackle next. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED.